Leo Ferenczi, wearing a blue jumpsuit and manacles, was led into the room. Trembling with anxiety, Ferenczi slumped in the chair across from Drew and stared expectantly at the police officer. Red veins striped the priest's eyes and dark circles surrounded them. He looked like he'd lost about 20 pounds in the days since Drew had last seen him.
"Chief Fontenot," Leo said, bowing his head slightly in greeting.
"Leo?" Drew replied.
"You have more questions about those boys?"
"Not today. Today I want to talk about one of your other victims."
Ferenczi nodded slowly and licked his lips.
"Mr. Lewis read the letter,"
he whispered, his voice weak with sadness.
"Yes, Leo, he read the letter, and so did I. You must be pretty happy with yourself. That was quite a story you told."
"He had to know."
"Oh, Christ, Leo, what is this shit? You still bucking for an insanity plea?"
"Chief Fontenot, I am begging you to keep that letter a secret. It was for Mr. Lewis's eyes only. I have no intention of having that information used for anything but what I intended, a warning. There will be no insanity plea. There will be no life imprisonment. I'm going to request the death penalty, and I can't have you doing anything to jeopardize that."
"What are you talking about?"
The lines on the priest's face deepened.
"There used to be a wall, Chief Fontenot. The wall kept me separate from what I did to those boys. But it's crumbling a little each day, and I can't deal with what I've done. Up until 3 days ago, I could call up the memories and find excitement in them. The screams still excited me. Their pain was euphoric."
Leo's eyes moistened and his body trembled.
"Now all of it sickens me. I get physically ill when I think about those mirrors and what they saw. How could I have done those things?"
"You're looking at the wrong man for sympathy," Drew said.
Ferenczi ducked his head quickly.
"I don't want sympathy. I want it to end."